I want to greet you all this morning in the precious name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, Lord. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Help us to be faithful to you. Help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. Father, we just ask that you would fill us with your Spirit and give us wisdom to do your will. Give us the words to speak this morning, and we thank you in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. Open your Bibles this morning to Revelation chapter 12. And let's just begin verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. What I want to talk about this morning is just the commitment it takes to follow the Lord. Verse 11 there, it says, And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. It just talked about Satan, the devil, and the war that was in heaven. And it said that they were cast out and there was no place for them there. And that's something that we ought to think about. There was no place for them there. But those that would enter life and have life need to realize that we have an enemy that will do anything to try to destroy us. He will do anything to deceive us, to turn us from our path. And we're all susceptible to that. And I know that in my life, many times I've got to return back to the simple things, what it means to follow the Lord. And it's a constant battle. And that's what he's trying to do. You know, it talks about him as being the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent. A lot of people say, oh, I don't want to give the devil any credit. A lot of people just don't have much for the devil. They just don't think that he's anything. But I'm going to tell you that he is something. He is the great dragon. As far as evil is concerned, he is all powerful when it comes to that. He has no mercy. He has no kindness. He has no grace toward us. Anything that he might let us get by with, there's a purpose behind it. There's a reason for it. So what it seems maybe that he's kind of taking it easy on us, you can guarantee that the reason it's like that is because he's got a hammer coming. He's got something else trained on you. And oftentimes, just that simple taking it easy on us is all he has to do. Just to let us fall right into his trap. But it said, those that overcame him, they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. When Jesus died, he defeated Satan. That blood that was shed defeated Satan. Broke the power that Satan has over us. He set us free. He cleansed us from the things that we've done wrong. You know, when it talks about being born again and it's a new life, it means a complete chance to start over again. You know, a lot of times we make a mess of our life. A lot of times we have trouble and we just cause all kinds of things. But the blood is there to wash those things away and give us a fresh start. And oftentimes we need a fresh start pretty regular. That's what I was talking about. Sometimes we got to return back to it because we're in a world where the devil is constantly trying to mislead us and get us turned aside one way or another. And we've got to return all the time. And we sometimes have to return back and just trust that in the death that Jesus died, that we can have a clean slate again, that there is forgiveness and there is pardon, and gives us the opportunity to return to him. Satan is trying to do whatever he can. That blood that sets us free, that gives us a fresh start. That forgiveness. You know, one of the things in the prayer that we prayed about, it says, Father, when Jesus said that, forgive them as they forgive those. You know, you want to think about the forgiveness of God and the mercy of God. Have you ever been forgiven by a person? And how much greater can God forgive if a person can? Sometimes we don't believe God can forgive us. We just think we've done too wrong. We've just gone too far. We've just been too foolish and made too many bad decisions. We've just blown it again. We've messed up over and over again. But people just keep forgiving us. People just keep forgiving us. That's where a commitment comes in. This last part of this, they loved not their lives unto the death. There's a verse in Revelation chapter 3. It talks about, he's talking about the church, and Jesus said that you are lukewarm, neither hot nor cold. But because you're lukewarm, I'm going to vomit you out of my mouth. Sometimes we think, oh, I just need to be more zealous for Jesus. That's what I need. That's what that he's talking about. That, oh, I just feel cold. I just feel dead. So that means I'm cold. That's what we're told. I mean, that's what everybody thinks. But we hear about somebody really on fire for the Lord. And they're just really going for it. And so that must mean what it means to be hot. That you're really hot. And then you see somebody that's just kind of lukewarm, it seems, or just... they're just kind of off there and don't seem to be too concerned. And so we think, oh, they're cold. So we look at this temperature gauge that if somebody's really going for it, they're hot. Somebody's just kind of plodding along, they're cold. But that's not what he's talking about. That's not what he's talking about. When he talks about hot or cold, it means a commitment. It means a devotion. Not just going out and setting the world on fire. Everybody can't do that. That's not what he expects from everybody. But how much can you forgive? How much can you forgive? How much can you be faithful? It might not look very exciting. It might not look like you're turning the world upside down whenever someone just keeps kicking you and you just keep forgiving. But isn't that love? Isn't that being hot for the Lord? That verse, be either hot or cold because you're lukewarm. How many people are just in the middle of something and just can't make a decision on what they want to do? They just can't commit themselves to anything. They may be very zealous. They may just be trying to set the world on fire, but they're not committed to anything. There's no commitment. That being hot is being willing to make a choice that I'm going to serve the Lord and I'm going to trust Him and I'm going to express my trust and my love for Him in what I see around me. In the book of John, John says that, how do you hate your brother? Let's just look at that. 1 John chapter 5. Oh, 4, I'm sorry. 1 John chapter 4, verse 20. Somebody said, verse 19, we love Him because He loved us. We love Him because He loved us, is what the verse above that says. What does it mean whenever He said He loved us? That means He's just all fired up and all zealous for us? Or does that mean I'm going to stick with them? You know, that's what that blood was about when Jesus came into the earth. That blood was, I'm going to stick with them. I'm going to stay put. These people have done me wrong. They've turned their backs on me. They've forsaken me. They've chosen to follow that old dragon. But I'm going to stay hooked. I'm going to send my son. I'm going to send my son to go down there and be with them. And I know they're going to treat him bad. And I know they're going to kill him. But I'm going to be faithful. And I'm going to do my part. That is hot. That is hot. That's not lukewarm. That's not cold. Cold is saying, I'm done with you. And it's all over. That's not what God did. Jesus said, He talked about His faithfulness endureth forever. His mercy endureth forever. His long-suffering is great. Why? Because He's committed to His creation. He's committed to His people. He's committed to His church. And that's what He wants us to do. He wants us to commit ourselves. Because commitment, the whole essence of commitment, is to love someone. You know, we say our wedding vows. People get married. And the heart of why we believe that one marriage until death is important is not just because Jesus said a few words. The reason we believe it is because we're promising to be committed to that person for the rest of our lives. Richer, poorer, better, worse, good, bad, beautiful, ugly, whatever. It doesn't matter. We've committed ourselves. And that's what love is. That's what makes it hot. That's the difference between hot and cold. lukewarm is just fluttering around in fornication, just dating around, doing all those kind of things. That's just lukewarm. Flat out cheating is cold. But the lukewarm is just, I'm not going to make a commitment to anybody. And there's a lot of people that say, yes, we believe that. We believe you shouldn't divorce and remarry. But they won't even apply the same commitment to their brothers or to their sisters. Whenever there's a little problem, as soon as there's a little problem, I disagree with you, I'm off. I'm out of here. That's lukewarm. That is lukewarm, if not cold. God hates that. This verse, we love Him because He loved us. We love Him because He stood by us. We love Him because He committed Himself to us. And so, all He asks in return is that kind of commitment back to Him. Yeah, we fail. Yeah, we mess up. But you hang on. Used to be a man that would talk to some of the boys and he says, if you quit, you lose. If you quit, you lose. If you quit, you lose. And then he'd look at the boy and say, if you quit, huh? Trying to get him to say, you lose. That's right. If you quit, you lose. You know how you lose? You quit. You know how you lose with a relationship? You quit. You know how you're not a friend anymore to somebody? You quit. You can have all kinds of disagreements. You can have all kinds of knockdown dragouts. But it ain't till you quit that you lose. That's when you lose. That's when you just say, I'm done, I'm over. That's when you say, it's time for a divorce. It's the same thing. That's why it's not a divorce. That's why it's you're not to call it quits. That's why you're not just to go get something else, go somebody else. Because He loved us. And He's going to stay with us and stay with us. That doesn't mean we're just going to be saved because He stays with us. We can go off on our own all we want. He'll let us. But He's waiting. He's waiting for our return. Israel, yeah. He put them away. Because they don't want Him. But He still wants them. He's still being faithful. If a man say, I love God and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth his brother whom he hath seen, or he who loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? There are so many principles in this particular idea and this thought. If we can't be faithful to a human being that we can see, how in the world can we be faithful to God? If we can't respect people who we can see, how can we respect God? He that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God loveth his brother also. There's that commitment again. Loveth his brother also. You know, we're afraid of commitment. We're afraid of trusting people. Why? Because we've been burned. We've been burned. And we've been burned. And we've been burned. And we get to the place where I'm just not going to trust anybody anymore. You know what we've done? We've just shut ourselves out. Trusting someone and being faithful cannot harm you. There's a Bible verse that Jesus taught. He was talking about another thing, but the principle that he was talking about, he said, there's nothing from without entering into a man that can defile him. Because what defiles him is what comes out of his heart. There is nothing that anyone can do to you that will defile you. Nothing. Anything that defiles you is because your heart says, I'm not putting up with that anymore. That's where the corruption starts. That's because that's not the commitment. Sure, you're going to have problems. Sure, there's going to be trouble. Sure, there's going to be things that come your way. Sure, you're going to be attacked and defamed and broken down and just hurt. But the only way it can hurt you is if you let your corrupt heart turn it into something corrupt. They can't do anything to you to defile you. That's what they loved not their lives unto the death. These people that overcame had a love that it didn't matter. And I'm not talking about, oh, I just feel so warm and cuddly towards you while you're killing me. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about not letting that get in there to where you're done with those people. The whole spirit of divorce and division and separation and all those things is the same. And it comes from the heart. People try to protect themselves from everything. Right there it is. They try to protect themselves instead of losing their lives. The Bible talks about the wives submitting to their husbands and nothing can harm them. You have that right heart, and there isn't nothing that man can do to hurt you. Nothing. Yeah, he might hurt your body, he might hurt your all those things, but he can't hurt your spirit. He can't hurt your soul if you love God and you love Him the way you're supposed to. The only way is whenever I've had enough, I'm done, I'm through, I'm tired of messing with you, you quit, you lose. You quit, you lose. Now, I get tired of getting rejected. I get tired of getting beat up. I get tired of family turning against you. I get tired of those you love turning against you. It'd just be pretty easy to just say, I'm done with this. I'm done with them. I'm not going to. I don't always act the best I should about it. Sometimes it does upset. But you know, we overcome them, or they overcome us. We overcome them, or they overcome us. That's the whole principle about turning the other cheek. Anybody can fight back. Anybody can fight back. And it's so much, oh man, it's in me to fight back. But what good does it do? If I win this little struggle, but I've been overcome in the big picture, I've lost. I've lost. It may look like I'm a winner, but the first shall be last, and the last shall be first. Satan, the great dragon, is just trying to draw us in to the fight. And it may be a high and holy cause like you wouldn't believe. if we succumb to giving up, throwing in the towel, I'm going to just fight them. We've lost. The only path there is to be faithful. The only path there is the blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony, and loving not our lives unto the death. It's not easy to love our enemies. It's not easy at all. Problem is who our enemies are. You know, if a bunch of soldiers came in here, a bunch of Russian soldiers came in here and started persecuting us, it would just be pretty easy to just say, well, God bless you, we love you. We don't know them. But whenever it's someone close, that's when it gets hard. That's when it's difficult. You know, I've said before, it would be so easy just for, you know, people that are against us, we can just brush that off when the world's against us. We go somewhere where nobody knows us. They come up and start saying all kinds of things about, don't hurt a bit. We just, I'm being persecuted. No big deal. And we just think that that's what it's all about. And that's how it happens. They're just persecuting poor little old me. And so we can just look at them and not have one ill feeling towards them at all. We can just feel so proud that we're being persecuted. But whenever someone close to us turns against us, turns on us, turns and causes all kinds of problems, that's when it gets hard. Whenever Jesus said to love our enemies, you know, it's easy to say, okay, I'm going to love them Iranians. Boy, I'm going to love those Russians. I can do it. Yep, I'll love them. But that's not the enemies that we have to watch out for. The enemies that are close to us. The enemies that have some ties to our heart. They're the ones that can hurt us. They're the ones that we have to bless and forgive over and over again. Over and over again. You know, if somebody just did something to you once and you can just brush that off, okay, well, that's all right. But when Jesus said, whenever Peter asked Jesus, how many times shall I forgive them? And he said, 7 times 70. You mean these people that are my enemies are just going to keep pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding and pounding. And I've just got to take that. I've just got to take that. That's the enemies that Jesus was talking about when he said you got to love them. Sometimes we got to make a choice. You know, it's pretty easy to be upset for a little while, but it comes to a time we're going to have to make a choice. Do I keep loving them? And keep loving them. Trust the Lord with them. Not just, you know, I've heard people that had a problem. Well, one of the boys said, vengeance is mine. And I've heard people get up in church, well, I'm not going to bother them, but God's going to get them one of these days. I'll just sit back and watch. Vengeance is mine. The Lord will get them. And just have an attitude, boy, I can't wait till God just smacks them into next week. That's not That's not heart. That's not a commitment. That's, I'm done with them. And although I'm not going to take it on myself to go take care of it, I'm going to let Big Brother do that for me. I wouldn't dare pick a fight with somebody, but boy, I'll be glad if somebody else does in my behalf. It's the same thing. Loving somebody is being committed to them. That's why that hot and cold. That's why people don't want to commit to loving anyone. Because there's too much chance that my heart is going to get hurt. And then the corruption that's in there is going to start coming out. And I'm going to have to get rid of those people. Oh, I might not get rid of them by shooting them. But I'm going to divorce them. I'm done with them. It's pretty easy to get caught up in some of those things. The closer to home it gets, the harder it is. Jesus said, love those. Love your enemies. Do good to them that hate you. And I don't mean just go out and put on a show. I'm going to just wait till I have a flat tire and I'll run over there and help them fix it. That means I love them. No. Love them means be ready. Ready to take them back. Ready to forgive them. Being patient with them. Doesn't mean just trying to fix everything, because sometimes you can't. Sometimes it means just sitting back, just not giving up. Just not giving up. They love not their lives unto the death. It's not an easy way, not an easy road. And just choosing this road means we've got an enemy. A great dragon that's going to kick you where it hurts every time he gets a chance. He knows your weaknesses. He knows what it takes to mess you up. And if you think he's going to take it easy on you because it's hard or because it hurts, you just, well, forget that idea, because he's not. He's going to hit you where it hurts. Over and over and over again. But the only way it can hurt you is if you let it overcome you. If you let it overcome you. God gives us, He loves us, and the reason we love Him is because He loved us. Because He didn't give up on us. If there's one thing missing in this world today, it's just faithfulness, loyalty, commitment. You know, there's places I've committed myself and I stayed until they threw me out. And that's all right. If we walk in the light, we can love people where we're at. But it will get to a point where there's nothing left. They'll put us out. You know, I just thought about, you know, how committed people are to baseball team. You know, you can go to some cities where their team has never won nothing. And they're all still wearing their shirts. They're all still buying their hats. They're still going to the game every week. Watch them lose again. Over and over again. And they're just committed. They got the people on the team just doing dumb things. And they just, oh, we said quit that. But then they go buy their jersey. They're committed to a foolish bunch of little boys running around playing with a ball. What about the church? Why can't we commit ourselves to the church? If the church had the commitment that the baseball teams had, what would the church look like? Let alone if the church had the love that Christ had, what would it look like? The reason the devil was out and is no more is because he don't belong there anymore. He don't belong there anymore. He quit. He quit. He gave up. He succumbed. And he don't belong there anymore. He's not going back. We still can. We still can. And all it is I just still like Mr. Churchill's never, 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 never give up. Never give up. My grandma used to say, if at first you don't succeed, try, try again. And I'm just so thankful for that. There's nothing to give up to. If you quit, you lose. If you give in, you lose. You might stumble. Get back up. If you quit, you lose. Oftentimes the Bible says, remember. Remember the things that I've taught. Why? We forget. That's why we have to go back and relearn things. And relearn things. How patient was he with his disciples? They didn't hear a word he said before he died. You would think when you read the Bible, but they just kept on. I'm going to be faithful to him. I'm going to be faithful to him. And they learned and they learned and they learned and they forgot and they learned and they forgot. And they learned again. It's a continual process. We're not going to just get it all figured out. There's not a magic little pill we take and it's all there. We go for a while, we forget some things, and we got to go back and relearn them again. Put them into practice. Relearn them again. Love your enemies. Bless them that curse you. They can't hurt you. They can't hurt you unless you let them. Overcome. Overcome. May the Lord add His blessings. Father, thank You for Your goodness and mercy. Help us, Lord, I pray, to commit ourselves fully to You, to Your Word, to Your kingdom, to the brethren, to the church, whether they accept us or not, Father. Help us be faithful. God, we again thank You for Your goodness. Forgive us where we fail You, Father. Forgive us where we want to take this battle ourselves. Forgive us where it hurts, Father. Again, we just ask You to help us be faithful in Jesus' name. Amen. Anyone have anything you want to share?
Right. And so I want to maintain that spirit of regaining.
Praise the Lord.
Seems like there's safety in non-commitment.
Right. It feels safe. Just, I'm going to look at this. Wait, but it's not safe. That's road to deception. Commit your way into the Lord. He will direct thy path.
Gently, Lord, gently lead us through. Where?